This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Suicide drones hit Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, this morning, sending people running to shelters. Kyiv's mayor says several apartment blocks got hit. No immediate word on casualties. Still no known motive in a series of killings in Northern California. A man's under arrest. The AP's Julie Walker.
Stockton Police Chief Stanley McFadden says 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee was arrested Saturday before dawn as he drove through the streets.
We are sure we stopped another killing.
It was tips that led police to follow Brownlee.
He was on a mission to kill. He was out hunting.
The killings in Stockton and Oakland began in July by a man seen on video wearing black. The victims ambushed and shot as they walked. I'm Julie Walker.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is trying to end polio worldwide. To that end, it'll commit more than $1 billion to the effort. The AP's Shelley Adler.
The goal is to end the polio virus in Pakistan and Afghanistan, the last two endemic countries. The group is also working to make national health systems stronger so countries are better prepared for future health threats. I'm Shelley Adler.
A new AP poll finds that 71% of voters think the future of this nation is at stake in the November midterm elections. Most of the registered voters who responded to our poll say casting their ballot this year is extremely or very important. That's true of voters who prefer Republicans win majorities in Congress and those who want to see Democrats remain in control. China says it plans to boost coal production through 2025. It's trying to avoid a repeat of last year's power shortages. But there are warnings that that adds to setbacks in efforts to cut climate-changing carbon emissions. The price of gas is dropping. Gas is $3.88 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Did you go to the movies over the weekend? Halloween Ends wins the box office, but there's a controversy, says the AP's Margie Zarletta.
The final film in the Halloween series is the box office leader this weekend.
Come on, let's go.
Halloween Ends pulled in $41.3 million in ticket sales in North America, according to studio estimates. It's also running on the Peacock streaming service, so there's some debate over the impact of boosting traffic to Peacock cutting into theater sales. The number two movie this weekend is also a horror film. Smile earned another $12.4 million. Lyle Crocodile is in third, The Woman King in fourth, and Amsterdam is number five. I'm Archie Zarletta.
The Roswell, New Mexico UFO Festival had a big economic impact on the city, say city officials. $2 million. They're just releasing that number. More than 40,000 visitors went to the four-day festival. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.